You're listening to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. If you were here, you would know I have a turkey on my head right now. 25 years ago, Father Dan Madigan believed that, yes, people would gather on Thanksgiving morning to help support the Sacramento Food Bank, which he had founded years earlier. It was Gaylord Walker that came to him with the idea. And he was right. Almost 800 people did that first run. I know, I was there. But thousands and thousands are registered for the 25th anniversary event tomorrow. And in the studio with me is Kelly Siefkin, who has become iconic as a face and voice for the Sacramento Food Bank and Family Services and this event. What a tradition.
It is so incredible. I can't believe we're celebrating 25 years tomorrow.
What's the expectation for tomorrow? We may have rain in the forecast. We've had all this smoke air, and yet it's a huge anniversary.
I'm expecting a lot of excitement and energy around it. I think the people who turn out for Run to Feed the Hungry come no matter what because they love doing the event. It is a Sacramento tradition, and people have guests from out of town that they bring and family that come only once a year, and they bring them to Run to Feed the Hungry.
What about this turkey I have on my head?
You look amazing. I hope everybody dresses as beautifully as you tomorrow. It's really fun. People have really stepped up their game in terms of making it a fun and festive event on Thanksgiving morning. So for the 25th, we brought out lots of merchandise, including that amazing gobbler, those gloves to keep you warm, the tie-dye shirt. It was something that people really wanted, and we were happy to deliver.
So crossing over the 30,000 mark this year?
Fingers crossed. The smoke has been definitely a challenge for getting people to register in advance, which is most commonly what people do for Run to Feed the Hungry. But about 30 minutes ago, it started sprinkling, and it's going to rain all day to clean out that smoke. And we're supposed to get a tiny break tomorrow morning for Thanksgiving.
Was there a point that the run staff considered perhaps canceling?
We were definitely paying attention, and the community was very concerned, but we wanted to wait and see what was going to happen. The event goes on rain or shine, and this would be our first or smoke opportunity, but unfortunately, the event is so large, we can't just reschedule it for another day. So we knew that people would have to make a choice, but the great news is so many supporters understand that Run to Feed the Hungry supports Sacramento Food Bank and Family Services. We don't get a percentage. We own and operate the event, so they knew their registration was going to a good cause. So if they couldn't come out, they'd still be wearing their shirts with pride at home on their sofa on Thanksgiving Day.
This is an important clarification that the registration, for the most part, for most people, will be done in advance, as well as the merchandise purchase. So whether people show up tomorrow morning or not, the donations have happened.
Absolutely. And that's what we're so grateful for. And if anybody has been on the fence because of the weather, whether the rain or the smoke would deter, I encourage folks to still sign up at runtofeedthehungry.com or swing by Fremont Presbyterian to register in person. You have till 7 o'clock tonight. Be a drumstick dasher. It's a virtual participation. You still get the bib, you still get the shirt, but if you're out of town or have to cook the big meal, you still can help feed families in our community.
So you said Fremont Presbyterian. That's a big difference this year. I have to say, from my own experience, it's been wonderful to be able to be there for the advance pickup of the number, the merchandise, and everything. But it is important to say, for all the people who park at Sac State and might be accustomed to walking up to the tents, registering that morning, and then walking to the start line, that is changing this year.
Big change, but yeah, a really positive one. We're so thankful for Fremont Presbyterian Church because it's a much bigger space. You're all in one area. You don't have to go outside. But if you do park at Sac State anticipating picking up your shirt or still want to register on Thanksgiving morning, follow the direction of the volunteers who are going to create a human chain between Sac State and Fremont Presbyterian to make sure you get safely. But you have a good tip earlier. Come a few minutes before you normally do to make that additional step to and from the start line.
Fremont Presbyterian Church sits across the street from that parking lot at the Scottish Rite Temple, just to give you a locator.
And if you've been to the run before, it's right past the finish line. It's at 5770 Carlson, which is right at Carlson and H Street.
Also, let's talk about the staggered start times, because 10K runners will begin at 8:15. The rest of the field begins at 9, the 5K and the walkers. So talk to me about the flow of people.
The great news about that is you don't have to decide the distance until you wake up on Thanksgiving morning. You don't have to, I haven't been training, I'm not sure if I'm ready. Just choose when you wake up on Thanksgiving morning. My tip is if you want to do the 10K, to be on time. Don't be late. If you get mixed in with the 5K, the 10K will be closed. So you have to make sure you're there on time. I would say about 20% of the people do the 10K every year. So they come, they're prepared, they're ready. They're going to give it their all. The horn goes off, everybody starts, and then the massive population arrives for the 5K because the majority of the folks are going to stroll to feed the hungry on Thanksgiving morning. They've got their strollers, they've got their coffee mugs, and they're out to enjoy Thanksgiving with their family. So regardless of your athletic ability, we encourage you to come out and participate.
You are listening to Kelly Siefkin from Sacramento Food Bank and Family Services. We are talking about this 25th anniversary of the Run to Feed the Hungry. If you're a David Lobenberg art fan, David did create a beautiful watercolor poster for this year's run.
It's so exciting that he generated and generously donated this gorgeous piece. We've turned it into a commemorative poster, and you can purchase it for only $15. So that's available when you go and pick up your packet at Fremont Presbyterian Church.
So let's go back to the very beginning, because my daughter was one in a stroller, and my son, and now this is going to tell you a little bit about how the run used to be, did the run on rollerblades.
I can't even imagine.
He was 6 years old, and there were many, many people with either rollerblades, dogs, whatever. It was a very quaint and sweet community event. Over time, the rules have had to change. And when you have 30,000 people, you can't have rollerblades anymore.
I'd like to think that it's still sweet, and I'd like to think it's still a community event, but it absolutely has grown magnificently in size. For a couple of safety things, we do encourage people to leave their pets at home. And unfortunately, that is because many people have brought their dogs. The dogs are terrified by the crowds, and they get loose. And then it's really unfun for everybody. So we encourage folks to leave their pets at home that day. Strollers are absolutely welcome. Rollerblades, probably will leave those at home too, just for getting around safely. But if you can't come out to the run, register virtually and then stay at home and cheer on folks from your porch or from TV that morning.
Can you talk about the huge fundraising day that this is for Sacramento Food Bank and Family Services? And if people don't know that there are 16 maybe plus programs now that are serviced by this, but it was quite a number of years ago that this became a $1 million day.
Absolutely.
For SFBFS, and now it's beyond that.
Absolutely. We actually net about $950,000 from Run to Feed the Hungry. It's nearly a fifth of our budget, which is tremendous, and that helps keep those 14 programs and services going year round. So everybody who crosses that start line or from their virtual participation is helping make sure that we're getting food to people, providing education. All of our services are available at no cost, and that's through donor participation, whether in special events or through financial contributions, or people are maybe unaware that we are not a government-funded organization but a private nonprofit organization. So that allows us to ebb and flow and change the programming to make sure that we're best meeting the needs of members in our community. And as the needs grow, we shift and change, and that's made possible by things like Run to Feed the Hungry.
That said, you have been an important voice in the community discussion and the confronting of housing issues, people experiencing homeless, the poverty-related needs of the community. And so I ask your take on what the year ahead looks like and whether we're making progress in solving some of these problems.
I'll start with great news. Yes, we're making progress. Feeding America puts out a food insecurity report every single year, and that has gone down the last 3 years. In Sacramento County, there's now under 240,000 individuals, and I know that's a lot, but we're making progress. We're currently reaching about 157,000 of those people every single month, so the gap is shrinking and we are making progress. And as that Feeding America number goes down, that's meaning more people are getting jobs, more people are prepared to re-enter the workforce, more people have housing that they can afford, etc. So we are making great strides. As far as predicting the future, we will see what that holds. We are going to continue to really work on how we distribute food. We change it constantly. We work together with the neighborhood food access networks, which are these 220 partner agencies that we work with, to make it much more efficient. The majority of our partner agencies are volunteer run, which means volunteers are getting in their own car, driving their own gas on their own time to come and pick up food that they can distribute at their local church pantry or school or community center. So we're doing things like banding them together to making sure we have correct times and we're covering all of the days of the week so people who are in need can come, and then taking them food. So we're really trying to modify how food distribution is occurring. And we're going to continue to do that as we get feedback from the community.
Hmm. Well, congratulations on all these years of the run.
Thank you.
What color shirt will volunteers be in tomorrow?
A beautiful blue shirt. Look for the blue shirts on Thanksgiving morning. And again, if you haven't registered, please consider just being a drumstick dasher and register today.
Cap Radio has a team out there.
Yay!
Sac State, I know, has many
Yay!
Teams. That we have enough family members going, we should have been a team, but we'll. That's okay. We're all out there. And I think the great thing about it is starting the day in a way that you know is helping other people in your community.
So. And you get to go home and eat two pieces of pie.
Or three. Thank you, Kelly.
Thank you, Beth.
Kelly Siefkin with Sacramento Food Bank and Family Services. We will post a link so that you could jump on and register for the Run to Feed the Hungry right now. How about that? And in the meantime, enjoy all the preparations for Thanksgiving safely. That's Insight for today. I'm Beth Ruiak. Our producers are Jen Picard, Cody Drabble, and Bert Johnson. Our technical director is Mark Jones. By the way, Bert Johnson is now officially full-time with us, so that's a great blessing for him. Glad to have you on board, Bert. Insight's executive producer is Joe Barr. The Insight team will be off for the holiday. We're back with live shows on Monday. Make it a safe and peaceful and very happy Thanksgiving.